001, the fifth year of the Mikra. Why can't they sit there? Be more heinous. Okay, the fifth year of the Shemitah. Okay, we'll talk about flower pots today, and if there's time, I'll talk about a certain perspective with the Eitzah Haaretz. Someone just asked me a question. People know I'm working with them. We're trying to work something out. Okay, let's start first, or else I'll get off on a tangent. I won't have time for the flower pots. So we saw last week that the Rishalmi is Masupik about, in Shvius, about something that grows in the house. Let's assume you have an earth floor. How much an earth floor? And it's growing on the earth, but it's in a bias. And a bias means with a gag, with a roof. Chazanish says maybe to be a bias you need mechitzos also, but he's more noted that all it needs is a roof, a permanent roof, not a roof that you threw up in order to avoid these halachas. But if it has a regular roof, it's someach b'bayis. Yerushalmi is mesupik if shvius is noheg, because it's b'bayis and it's b'sodeh. That's the problem. So the pasashulchan was mekil. Pasashulchan was always the poisik, so to speak, like the final word in these halachas. But then the Chazanish came along, and Shlomo Zalman also, and the pasashulchan was mekil based on shvius b'zman hazeh being the rabbanon. And the Chazanish came along with the Shlomo Zalman, and these poskim, they all agreed that it's really a halachic concept that if something's a shaila, you can't be mekil because shvius b'zman. You can't say something to Rabbanon Lekula because shvius b'zman hazeh is the Rabbanon. It's called ikro d'oraisa, and since the same shaila applies when shvius is d'oraisa, so you can't just kick in something to Rabbanon Lekula because shvius b'zman hazeh is the Rabbanon. So they were machmir, so if it grows in the house, you have to be machmir. Okay, now, what about... so that's that. Now let's talk about a flower pot in the house. The next madrega is an otzitz in the house. So before we talk about an otzitz in the house, we'll talk about an otzitz that's not in the house. What about in a flower pot? So if it's not in the house, if it's on your merpeset, if your merpeset has no roof, in other words, if the otzitz is besodeh, the makom megula, it's not in a place with a roof, it's not in the house, it's on your window, on the outside of your window, there's nothing on top of it, it's hanging, and it's tachas kippas hashemayim. So if it's an otzitz nokuv, and we'll see the different ways, but these are the terms we're going to be using today. Otzitz nokuv, so shmita's noeg min haTorah, if it's outside, if it's tachas kippas hashemayim, it's besodeh, quote unquote. So otzitz nokuv is min haTorah, even if it's off the ground. I mean, it has earth in the pot, but there's a hole in the bottom of the pot, let's say. And it's above the ground, even if it's in the air above the ground. It still has a din of us, it still has a, with machmir based on Rashi sheet, based on different sheetas, and it's considered it's yonek from the ground to some degree, and it's, yeah. An otzitz she'eno nokuv, an otzitz she'eno nokuv is midrabanon. Actually, the Chazanish uses the following, as a tziruf, that really, Chazal, when they talked about an otzitz she'eno nokuv, giving it chiyuv from the Rabbanon, it never says it by Shemitah. It says it by Trumas Maestris, it says it by Kilei Zeroim, and it says it by Kilei Akeret. We extrapolate that probably Shemitah too. But actually, once we get to Shilas and Halacha, like the otzitz and the bias, so the Chazanish uses the fact that it never really says anywhere explicitly that an otzitz she'eno nokuv is noheg shvius midrabanon. It never says that explicitly, so he uses that as a tziruf. Maybe they weren't geyser in shvius on an otzitz she'eno nokuv, but that's not a lamaisa dikah tzad that is nogeya us. We have to look at otzit she'eno nokuv, that shvius is noig midrabanan, even though it's eino nokuv. So that's if it's in the sadeh. So that means you can't plant in it. You can't plant in it midiraisa, and the other dinim, whatever malachas would be derabanan. So you treat it like you do your garden, except maybe it needs more watering. You'll certainly have to water it more often than your garden. A flower pot doesn't hold all that much water, and maybe it needs more fertilizing. That you have to ask the gardener already. It might be practically very different, but the same rules. So in otzitz, whether it's nokuv or eino nokuv, if it's tachas kipas hashamayim, it's noheg shvius. And you have to, and all the rules that we learned about the last few weeks apply to it also. If it's in the bias, well,
that means if there's no overhang. If there is an overhang, is that considered not a kavod?
What do you mean overhang from someone else's? If it's not meant as a roof for this thing, in other words, if punk that's covering it, I don't know, if the upstairs neighbor's mirpeset is overhanging your mirpeset, yeah, l'chayre, that's not called outside, that's called it has a ceiling. L'chayre, yeah, it, that's called babayis. An overhang of the roof.
A window box.
Usually, it would be totally. You would need a psak halacha if you need mechitzos or not. Chazanish is not sure if you need mechitzos or not. He's noted that you don't. That the ikker is the gag, but you know, if you need a psak in a specific case, I would have to do the research again. But it would be totally on that shiloh. You have a gag and you don't have mechitzos. Okay. Now, what about an otzitz in the bias? Now we come to the bias. When I talked about the Yerushalmi's Masupik Bias and Men Poshet in the earth floor of the bias. So what about an otzitz in the bias? So if it's Eino Nokuv.
I'm sorry, otzitz she'eino nokuv outside.
Otzitz she'eino nokuv outside is Midrabanan, no
Yikshvius. Now, just want to ask one last question. Let's say there's no hole, but the leaves overhang.
We're going to get to that. First, we're giving the broad definitions. Okay, in the bias, an otzitz nokuv. What's considered nokuv and eino nokuv in the bias becomes extremely complex, because if you're on the third floor, so like who cares that your flower pot has a hole in it? You might say, and you'd be right logically. You know, the fact that it has a hole doesn't exactly might. So we'll see. I'll give you the shittas and. When it's nogeya, you'll ask for a specific psak. The purpose of this shir is not really to give specific psakim in specific cases now. It's really to familiarize everyone with the shailos that come up in Shemitah, the issues. So, again, an otzitz in the house, first we'll talk about what's called nokuv and what's called eino nokuv in a house. A nokuv, it's noheg shmita midrabanan. A notzitz nokuv in the house. If you reach the level of a notzitz nokuv, so even if it's in the house, so you can only do malachas like in a gina. That's what we said about being machmir. A notzitz nokuv is like karka. So we said the Chazanish says you have to be machmir in the bayis, not like the pasa shulchan, and that has become normative halacha. Pretty much totally universally. So therefore, even though it's in the bias, but if it's an otzitz nokuv, then shmita's noeg. Now, it takes quite a bit of work to have an otzitz nokuv in the bias, as we'll see. But I'm going through the categories on the halacha. An otzitz she'eino nokuv in the bias, so there already Rosh Lenu Zalman said, no problem, shmita's not noeg. How much you're going to be machmir already? You're dealing with an otzit she'eno nokuv in a bias. The whole bias is questionable. We're machmir, okay. But an otzit she'eno nokuv in a bias, what are you going to be machmir for? Don't be machmir. The Chazanish is, there's some controversy in Chazanish's lashon is yesh lo al mi lismoch. It's it's not so clear to what degree the Chazanish was matir lechatchila. We're talking about to do malachas d'oraisa now. To do malachas d'rabbanon, everybody pretty much agrees, I believe, in the Mishpat Hayoreth, Rav Shaul Reichenberg is comfortable saying that everybody holds malachas d'rabbanon you can just do in an otzot she'enu nokov in the bayis. The Chazanish, when he says yesh lo al mi lismoch, he's already talking about malachas d'oraisa, of planting, actually planting something. And so again, so otzot she'enu nokov in the bayis, you're pretty safe. The issue of the chamamot, the issue of the chamamot is, as I said last week, I'm not going to go into it again. I really didn't go into it last week, but I'm not going to elaborate on it now either. The issue of the chamamot is that some suggest that the whole miut of bayis is because it's somewhat detrimental to the plant. And once that has become technologically a derech of gidul, and it's not detrimental to the plant, so maybe it's nifka the shem, that's not called babayas anymore. That the miut of babayas is because it's somewhat detrimental. And they base it on the lashon of the Chazanish, and it's not, and that's the issue of the chamama. You know, even though it's, they do it as an otzitz she'enu nokov babayas, but since it's structured and made in order to grow the plant, so that's where the chumras come from. That's where Rav Yashiv was more of them, not to do malachas d'oraisa, to do it al yaday a goy, and to sell it to a goy. That's why he was more of them to do that, even though it's an otzutz, I just want to make it clear, even though it's an otzutz she'enu nokov babayis, but because chamama, maybe it's not babayis, because it's the way, it's derech gidol, as these achronim talk about it. That's the chamama controversy, is whether or not it's, has, you could, you're able to say, yeah, it's a bias. Okay. It seems it wasn't that technologically advanced yet. It seems. I have not found that the Chazanish, I haven't found anywhere that he addresses what we call chamamot. Or from Zalman was okay with it. Okay, that's already, if your flower pot happens to hold more than 40 saw.
No,
they have it in small kelim. They have it in small kelim. They have it in small kelim. Okay, now, something to watch out for though, perhaps, is that if your plants are in something that's not metaltel, it's kavua bebinyan. Like the binyan has, I don't know what these Hebrew words are, the binyan has something where things are planted. What? Yeah, and it's kavua to the binyan. That will always be called otzitz nokov. That will always have a din of karka. That will not be an otzitz. That's not, if it would be an otzitz, it might be an otzitz she'enu nokov. But it's not an otzitz. Otzitz by definition means something that's portable. If once it's kavua bebinyan, it takes on the din of karka itself. So there's earth there and it's karka. So when it's kavua bebinyan, it's always gonna, you're gonna relate to it as if it's an otzitz. It's still babayas maybe if it has a roof over it. If it's not metaltel, if it's kavua bebinyan, then it's always going to be considered an otzitz nokov. What? They have it in metaltel things. Inside the chamama, they have two layers of plastic, thick plastic, and then they have it in atzitzim, essentially. They have it in atzitzim.
So anything
kavua bebinyan is in itself karka. It's not an otzitz. So you won't have an otzitz. So if you have, I don't know, what these things in a building, sometimes it's connected to the building. Sometimes even outside your window, you have a thing that's kavua bebinyan. It's not metaltel. So that's karka itself. It might have the cool law of being babayis. But, okay. Okay. Now, let's say you have an otzitz. I don't know, nowadays, so the Chorina talk about komat karka and not komat karka. But I don't know, I have yet to see a komat karka that's mamud samud la karka. it's always up in the air. I mean, Komat Karka, maybe it used to be that way, where Komat Karka was literally, like the only, I'm aware that the floor of the house isn't dirt. But in the Sfarim, at least the Sfarim I saw, when they talk about Komat Karka, they talk about it as if the only thing between you and the Karka are the tiles that you put down. I don't know if that, I'm not sure if that's the Metzius. It's always like raised. You never really, some mudla.
You have cement.
What?
You have a rock, then you have cement, maybe with polystyrene, and then you have the sand and the blood.
No. Okay, whatever, I'll just go through the rules. Whatever it is.
What's the sand right under the block, though?
Sand is not a chalitz.
No, it's the ground.
That's the ground. I don't know what's under the tiles.
Sand.
What sand? Sand that they
just sand.
What?
Under.
And what's under the sand?
Concrete.
What's under the concrete?
Ground.
So where's the ground?
Planet Earth.
Where's planet Earth?
Ground.
The rock.
Oh, so okay.
But not soil.
So we're going to learn. So then it depends what you, how you deal with tiles and the chanami.
Okay, so you don't consider the sand.
So now I'm going to go through what I copied and what I understand. I was just wondering if that was the Metzius, if there was sorts of Metzius, just because it's called Komos Karka. I was like laughing. Is it really like by the Karka? So if the answer is yes, okay, I accept that. Okay, so now let's say you have an Otsutz. You have a tile. You have tiles in your house. So if it's in the air, if it's, I'll use, certainly 43 Sarotskin, there's no, even though it's called Komat Karka, but it's up in the air. There's nothing on, right? It's up in the air.
It's shrine.
So if it's in this, if it's up in the air, or it's on the second floor, and you have tiles, so then you can, then anything is an Otsu Che'en Onok, even if it has a Nekev in it. Because the floor is, once you have a chatzitza, we're going to talk about the different materials now and different chumras that different achronim hold. But the point is that just because your flower pot might have a hole in it, but the question is if there's a chatzitza, if there's something that's chotzeitz between your flower pot and the karka, the soil, the ground, earth, mother earth, as you say, so then it's called an otzitz she'eino nokuv. And again, if it's in the bias, then you're okay. Ain't no nokuv in the bias, you're okay. So now, if it's in Komas Karka and it's smudo lo adamo, right? So then if it's nokuv, then nokuv is nokuv unless you have the right kind of material, which we'll talk about now, different kinds of materials that might constitute. The ain't no nokuv doesn't have to be in the flower pot, even if the flower pot is mokuv and you're on Komas Karka, but if you create a chatzitza between the flower pot and the karka, so you've made it into an otzitzeinu mokuv. And that's what you want to do on Shemitah, really, the simplest thing to do is to make everything into a otzitzeinu mokuv to avoid these issues. Oh. Now, the question is if tiles is like, I don't know. I'm not sure what the material is.
Rock.
The issue is tiles. So some Achronim say, now you get to these issues. Again, I'm not quite sure how to be Machria. And I'm not being Machria now. And you'll just, when we get closer to Shemitah, you'll send me, if you want to, you'll send me the specific Shilas, and then I'll figure out how to be Machriya. Some Achrayim, when we talk about Achrayim now, we're talking about Rosh Zalman, and there's some Karelas and Rav Eliashiv, and you know, we're talking about. So some say that tiles are considered a chatzitza, and some say that the tiles are not considered a chatzitza. And Rav Eliashiv says even if you're on a high floor, but if so you have tiles, and then you have the next floor, I don't know, but there's a ceiling. What's in the ceiling?
It's concrete.
Concrete is sela. Why isn't that the chatzitza? That should be, sela should be a chatzitza. Maybe not. Maybe sela is not a chatzitza. Right, sela is not a chatzitza. What a chatzitza would be, a chatzitza, wait, but Evan is definitely, a sela should be a chatzitza. If your ceiling is Evan, it should be a chatzitza.
So they have
Eitz is not such a good chatzitza wood.
Maybe the pipes. What about the pipes?
Iron is the best. Metal is the best chatzitza. Let me go through. Right.
In every apartment,
PVC is a chatzitza. That's why a hard plastic.
Yeah.
Right, so a very hard plastic is going to be a chatzitza. So that's what. So people have floors made of that, or not anymore.
The orange, the standard orange pipe, an orange flap and stuff, that kind of reddish orange stuff, that PVC.
Yeah.
I think the most flap is made of PVC.
Shayish is chotzeitz. Shayish is like stone. So stone is really chotzeitz. So the truth is, even if you're tzomud lakarka, but if you have a shayish floor, do people have marble floors? Yeah. If you're rich, right? That's if you're rich.
Yeah. Maybe the problem with the blatter is like the tiny gap between them.
No, that's not a problem. So that's the issue. If you're on a high floor, you probably don't have a problem. If you're not tzomud lekarka, you probably don't have a problem. And even if you're tzomud lekarka, it depends on the material. Matchis or zchuchis, even metal is chotzeitz. Zchuchis is chotzeitz. Hard plastic is chotzeitz. And that's basically the arrangement. Cheres, now you have to know, cheres, so there's some things, cheres is chotzeitz, sometimes you have a chilek between what the plant is. If the plant has a weak stem, like a stickish stem, like yarukos have, or flowers, then even cheres is chotzeitz. But if some people have, like, I don't know, they have trees, like, or bushes, and it's very hard, mu'uveh, the swarm call it. So then, cheres might not be such a good chatzitza. So you start juggling the factors. If it's high up, and you have, if you're on Coma Bays, and you have the tiled floors, and your flower pot is made of cheres, so you have really two layers of cheres, and maybe some heaven in the middle. It looks to me, I went through a lot of it, I think you're usually okay. It's very rare to end up with a real loss. It's not good that you're going to have a problem with it. It's really yonik in the karka. Apparently, Rav Elyashiv is machmir, but again, I don't know. What about the ceiling? If the ceiling is Evan, I don't quite understand why it should be machmir. Evan is certainly chotzeitz. It's sela. It's Evan. You're telling me it's stone.
It's not chol Evan.
What?
It's
chol. It would be called chol. If chol is not so clearly a chatzitza.
Like
so maybe that's a shayla. Because then that's what Rav Elyashiv says. I saw it brought down. It's like, if we're not really sure, if you're talking about materials that are not, that weren't b'mei chazal, so we're not really sure how porous they are. Because in the air, we do assume that there's some sort of yanika that goes through the air. So, let's say you have a thin plastic. So, we're not really quite sure that plastic is an absolute chatzitza. So he says you have to be machmir.
Yeah, cement does breathe.
What?
Cement breathes. Cement water breathes. Goes through.
So the ceiling is not so posh that it's a chatzitza at all.
No, it's not like shayish.
Okay.
The platot, they're really evident.
What?
Platot are not more evident. Water doesn't go through platot.
Through what?
Platot, tiles. They're much more.
Tiles are like hardened cheres.
What about the
I don't think you have to be chayish. If the leaves go over it, then you have a problem, maybe. Because if the leaves hang over the pot, even if an utzitz sheino nokov, but if the leaves hang over and there's nothing chotzeitz between the overhanging leaves and the karka, then you again have a problem. Because there's a yadika that it apparently goes through there. Okay, so your best materials are matchis, chuchis, and a hard plastic, cheres or soft plastic is not so good. And yesh machmirim in every kind of plastic, because we're not quite sure, right, how much plastic does or doesn't do. What? Okay. So
that's the PVC.
PVC is a fair share. Well, yeah, I should have said PVC is okay. Okay, the NOF counts also, we said that. You could probably be maker, if you're on a second floor, you could probably be maker. If you have tiles, and even if your flower pot's made out of cheres. If you have one layer of cheres and then another layer of tiles, it looks to me like it's okay. I mean, there'll always be machmir, apparently. But I don't know how much could you be machmir ready, unless you get the metal flower pots. What? The point is, avir is not chod seitz. Okay.
You can do whatever you want with them.
What?
The flower pots.
Metal flower pots.
No.
What can you do?
You can do whatever you want now.
Well, no. So the, what you have to watch out for, and we'll talk about it a little next week, because I want to talk about something else now, maybe this time. You have to watch out to, if you make a flower pot that's eino nokov into nokov on Shemitah, that you have to watch out for. You can't make an eino nokov into a nokov on Shemitah. You can't do something to your flower pot that will change its status from an eino nokov to a nokov. So Rav Shlomo Zalman's mechalik this. This is very mistaken. He says, if it's just a halachic change, in status, that's okay. It's only you have a problem if you, in other words, if you take the roof off of your house because you want to make a sukkah. So you take the roof off of your house. So you've made a halachic status change from babayas to basada. He gives that as an example. So that's just a halachic. To change the halachic status is okay. Where you have a problem if you change it in a way that you're marbe the yanika. That's when you have a difference. Just because you changed its halachic status, that's okay. So theoretically though, so the question is, let's say you want to move a flower pot. This is the shaila that comes up. If you want to move a flower pot, let's say you're on a high floor, and it's out to Shaino Nokov. Okay, so you're on a high floor, and you're soimich on the tiles and the flower pot, that you don't have a problem. But you want to move it, face, and in moving it, so you pick it up. Let's say, I don't know, you pass it outside. You want to move it to your person. Yeah, well, they move. So, derech ha'avora, it's called. So if it's just like fleetingly, or, you know, it's in motion. And it's going through, and you've taken it off whatever made it into an otzit chain or nakut. So you have machmirim, and then you have mekilim. What should I say? If you need a pshak, I don't want to sit here and paskin. You know, there's machmirim. There's machmirim and there's mekilim. It's something to keep in mind. Keep in mind that it could become an issue. If you're cleaning, even if you're just being besadder your house, you're changing around things in your house. And maybe you move it from one room to the other room and you have a different kind of tile on the floor. Or you pick up the pot and you're cleaning and you get your place. I don't know. You move it to the merpeset.
It's not covered.
You move it to the merpeset that's not covered. No, but if it's an otzit she'eino nakuv, right, so, and you moved it to the soda, right, let's say. So that's Rosh Shlomo Zalman's point. He held it. This machmir. Rosh Zalman held that's called a halachic change of status. You didn't really increase the yanika there. Not really. I take out the word really. You didn't increase the yanika there. You just changed its halachic status. That's okay. That's what he held. This machmir.
Bring it outside.
What?
Bring it in somewhere.
That is a problem. To increase its Anything that would be a problem on Shabbos would be a problem on Shemitah. Anything that would increase its growth, anything that you do to stimulate growth, if you put it in where there's more sunlight, it's a problem.
Then we get
into Kavana. So one, the pashtus we've learned that if you ain't a mechaven, if your intention is to move around your house, so even if you put it in the chayyur, it should be okay. But I see Rav Yashiv is machmir. I don't know, they bring down, Shol Reichenberg brings down that he's machmir, even though you ain't a mechaven, if you do a direct act, he says maybe you can only be makel by Dovah Shena Meskaven, by Shemitah, when it's indirect. When you're indirectly causing growth. But maybe when you're directly causing growth, maybe you have to be machmir.
Indirect.
What? I think, gizum, if you're cutting off branches. So that indirectly spurts growth. It doesn't directly create growth. It's indirect. But here you're directly putting it in the sun. I'm shrugging because that's a swore. I don't know that. Im halacha hu nekabel, im ledin yesh tshuva. I don't know. I see, like, there's tens of things. I don't know. I don't see, like, it's not to be machmir. And a miskaven is clear as a miskaven. To make such a chilek, I don't see a basis for such a chilek. I don't see.
There's no issue of psikreshia.
We paskin, there's no issue of psikreshia by Shemitah. That's a consensus in halacha. It's not 100% clear. There is a tzad that there might be an issue of psikreshia by a dioraisa or malacha. That we assume in Naman, that there's no psikreshia even by Shemitah, maybe that's only in, and that's mukhuk from like tens of places throughout Masechta Shviyas, that there's no psikreshia by Shemitah, but maybe it's all in Drabonos. That you could hear. That's a possibility. Maybe that's only in the Drabonon, that there's no psikreshia. Maybe in the Mlach of the Araisa, even there there's for sure Makilim, even in the Mlach of the Araisa. But there, some suggest that all the cases in Yerushalmi are almost all, if I remember correctly, like they're all, they happen to be talking about Melachos Derabbanans. They're very rarely talking about Melachos, because it's not so easy to get a Melachos Derabbanan. Right? Because the Zimur of a Geffen is very hard to get the Derabbanan. Most Rishonim hold you need a Geffen, and you need a very, very specialized kind of Zimur, right? Katsira and Batsira, we're not really talking about the arises. They're just talking about really how you collect the fruit that grow. So you're really only left with the problem by Zriya, or Shasila, planting a tree. So most things that there are bonons, watering, fertilizing, cutting off leaves, these are all there are bonons. So you do, if you want to plant, a plant and a flower pot on Shemitah. So make sure it's an otzitz she'enonoko b'bayis. Make sure you have enough. But that's the Chanomai issue, right? The truth is they follow Rav Yashiv. They don't do malachos d'oraisas. They do it through a goy. They follow him. Okay, in the last few minutes, I don't know what we'll do next week. Maybe we'll do the southern border next week. I'm in the middle of where's Rabbi Advocate? In the middle of is it from the Navy? Where's it from? He's giving me an education in the, what's it called? It must have a name. In what?
Theology?
What's it called? When they study how far the Yarden might have, the Yamamelech might have dried up. There's a fancy name for what that's called. Anyway, this is a periodical that comes out around 4-5 times a year from Rav Efrati's Kollel, I believe, Halichos Sadeh. I started subscribing to it. Very It's very good. It's about Arla. All sorts of interesting shilas that come up and this. So this is the latest one. Sivan Tavshin Samach Zayin. So it seems they made a dinner to honor somebody, Moshe Sachs. There's a Machon Lecheker Chakla'ut Al Pi Torah. And this fella is an old 80-year-old man now, and he's been around from the beginning, and he was very friendly with the Chazon Ish. So they made a dinner honoring him, and he spoke at the dinner. So this periodical printed over his speech, and this is what I wanted to talk about just a few minutes. And he says his history. He grew up in this moshav and this kibbutz, and then he went into the Indian of Chaklos Al Pi Halacha. And then he worked very closely with the Chazon Ish. And he says, when the Chazon Ish came on the scene, so what you were dealing with is always had to mechira, right? That was the thing. And the diyun in halacha was always if tvua of nachrim had, they did have to mechira. And the question was, does tvua of nachrim have kedusha shvius or not? That was the issue. Then the Chazon Ish came and said, it can't do that. But at the same time, he says, but what the Chazon Ish did, on the other hand, was that he worked very diligently, and he worked with him hand in hand, this person, to la'afsher l'chakla'im l'shmor shmita kilchasa v'li l'sakein eskiyum meshkom their meshek. How do you pronounce it? Meshkom, Mishkom, Mashokom, Meshkom. What? Mishkom, Neshek, Nishkom. Neshek, Nishkom. So, Mishkom, okay? And he said the Chazon Ish saw, really what the Chazon Ish saw as his purpose is to be ma'afsher, the Chakloim, to do things al pi, to keep on their parnasa. I'm addressing now your issue. Chazon Ish worked that they should be able to, they shouldn't have to close up shop in Shemitah, and they should have parnasa, and they should be able to continue, and that's why he instituted the whole, he worked with the Chazon Ish's person. He said the Chazon Ish worked very hard to set up the Eitzah Beis Din, that it should be done properly, al pi halacha, and then if Kalman Kahana got involved in the Yeshuvim of Pai, and they all worked together, she'yafshiru kiyum ha-meshek ha-chakloi, v'mizgeres ha-hagbolos ha-hilchisiyos shel ha-shemitah. Uvechen yisavsher kiyuma shel meshek shem b'shmita, v'tachzor ha-shmita linug l'maisa ba'aretz. Then he says, I'm 50 years working on these things, and he says, he's standing in front of the, he says, I have to tell you something, you should really read it, I have to talk about something in my heart that I spoke with my rabbeim about, and lo his dahu itam, they didn't necessarily totally agree with him, avogam lo hishtiku osi. They said, I can talk about it. B'shem kach, ani meyiz u'meybiyas machshavol saikah. He says, Zikr advarim, piskei ha-Chazon Ish, he says, there was a lot of psukim that are not in the Chazon Ish's farm. He went around, there's notebooks and this, and now people are saying that if he didn't write in the Sefer, it really, because it's full of heterim, because that, he saw that as a goal. And he said, people are saying it's not really in a gay. If he didn't write it in the Sefer, he didn't really mean it, it was a Chayvur Hashah. He says, he knows the Chazon Ish is klar, la halacha, the heterim, a berurim, mamish, and he says, he says, but Rabbonei HaTzibur HaCharedi b'chelkom HaGodol hibiyu daitem b'noisim rabim l'hachmir v'loi l'shtamish b'dakri ha-heter shehutzu al yudei ha-Chazon Ish, both from the perspective of the consumer and from the perspective of the farmer. He says, but he talks here. He says, I'm just going to read from this. It's printed in Ephrati's Kailul's thing, so I'm just reading it. Laniyus Daiti Lamaisa Ein Kimat Yom Hanhoga Rabbonis Masas Letzibur Shetashalev Es Hamishtameya Neiros Chazon Ish Liatzronim Im Hatzricha Biyishav Oironi Zekori Dafkor Neishayroitzim Toitzeros Lamahadrin Benigud Mesuyim Lamishtameya Ladaiti Medivir Chazon Ish Kehidur Hanochon Hu Ifshur Hasogas Yevulim V'chalukosom l'tzibur k'dei lo'edid es ha'yeshuvim shomrei shmita. That's what the Chazon Ish worked for. And it's very nice that everybody wants things mahadrin. That's the trend, he says, in kashrus. And that's the trend in life. But there's people suffering. He's speaking for the farmers. They're suffering greatly by this, what he calls this trend. And then he goes through a whole list of malachas that the Chazon Ish allowed, different types of malachas that the Chazon Ish says is drabonon, and if you want to drabonon, you can do it to avoid a hezek. And he goes through the chamot, he goes through otzes sheino nokuv tachas agag, and he goes through charisha with diskim. I'm not sure what that is exactly, with a disk. It doesn't chop up the earth. It's something else, and with the crop rotation, Rabbi Issa Svichim, anything that's not the derech to do, the Chazon Ish was matir, it's not the Issa Svichim, because that the Gemara says already, if you plant in an unusual place, you don't have the Issa Svichim. Kitza, he says, but what's happening now, there's a trend, and it's really cutting out it's not good for the farmers. It makes things very, very difficult for them, the present trend. And he says, he has a long speech, not so long, and he says it's really, he feels this is not the Chazon Ish's. Chazon Ish really was kaveya, not to make Shemitah impossible. So, he says, that, but to allow, because nowadays agriculture is like, it's not like every guy has in his backyard your garden. And you know, now it's business. It's someone's parnosa. You can't tell them to. So you work out that it should be mutter, and that's what the Chazon Ish saw as his task. Now you could say the Chazon Ish did it to undercut the Heter Mechira, right? So to me, I hold with the Oitz Haaretz, which I'm not endorsing yet because we're working out a machleket mahadrin in him. Within it, I know I keep saying another couple of days. No, I already sent them a letter. We're ready to go. I mean, it's not going to be in the way we would have wanted because other rabbonim didn't want to get involved. But I need their permission to sign up people. We have a plan because we have to pay a mashgiach. We have certain costs that I want to go without their. They have a system through shim, like 50 shekel a month. I want whoever joins up through us to not have to do that, just to give us 100 shekel. And we're going to spend 100 shekel. Because we made a cheshbon today. We need a mashgiach. We need a car. He has to go around. So really, I feel very strongly that the Eitz HaAretz Mahalach, their Mahalach, is really they're following. The irony is they're following the ways of Chazon Ish. That's the irony. Instead of just saying, look, close up shop and just run to Goyim. So even without Heter Mechira, but you know, to quote Rabbi Yitzchak Berkowitz, the purpose of Shemitah is not to give Arabs parnasa. And many people feel that the Bedatz cannot really be measured. I have no idea if what I'm about to say has any basis, and I'm saying over just Lashon Hara, that maybe many people feel that there really can't be proper Hashgacha on Arab areas, and the Arabs end up getting from Jews who are not showing Shemitah. That's, I know, there's people that are saying, yeah, and the Bedatz chickens are really from Pathmark, you know. I'm not like, you know, people like to talk that way. But, you know, that's what they say, that they really can't give Hashgacha. You talk about the Arab villages and the deep in Arab territory, and they can do what they want Shabbos. You know, the Bedatz doesn't have a man there that stays on the Shabbos to see what they're doing. I don't know, but the Bedatz has its safeguards. The Bedatz happens to be an extremely, extremely sophisticated kashrus organization. They're not you imagine guys with payers, and then they don't know what the word computer means. It's, when it comes to kashrus, they're extremely sophisticated. And the OU is messiahites with them, because they're an extremely high-tech, scientific, knowledgeable, on the ball, mamish sharp kashrus organization. It's a top flight kashrus organization in terms of technology, in terms of science, in terms of they're very, very good. They're not fools. So I don't know. I don't know. But the mahalach, what this person is complaining about, the mahalach is really what the Eitz HaAretz is doing, and then more power to them, and it's certainly the wave of the future. You know, all the Haredi Kashrus organizations took a big blow with Gaza closed up. You know, they were expecting a couple of tons of, you know, all of a sudden they're missing a couple of tons of whatever it is, tomatoes, whatever used to grow there. So I certainly would endorse what they're doing. The Shaila is that people don't realize they have certain, like everything in halacha, they have certain hora'os. So if you wear a kippah srugah, pardon the expression, I'm sorry to talk like that, but it's just shorthand. So you're soymech on their rabbonim. You have Rav Avriel, Rav Amichai, a big paiskin. So you, just like a person here would say, I'll follow whatever Rav Yashu says, I'll follow. Like I'm not doing the sugya myself, I'm a layman. So the Haredi, you know, I'm not 100% comfortable yet saying just follow whatever they say, because they're constantly making decisions. All sorts of issues constantly come up. So who do they have on the Beis Din making decisions? Rav Zalman Achemya and Rav Lior and Rav Ariel and Rav Amichai. So I'm not yet ready to just, you know, I'm not ready, you know, I don't know, you know, it's not our, you know, Klal Yisrael is split into groups. Right? These are not, quote, like our poiskim. They're not. They're tremendous goyim, and they're poiskim, and they're erlich, and they're yirei shemayim, and they're smart, and they're knowledgeable, and everything. But, you know, it's not our poiskim. What can I say? It's not. So I'm not, so just to say, just follow them. They're constantly making psukim. There's constantly chidushim going on. There's constant issues come up, and they're constantly having to paskin. I told you, even with the southern border, they're not sure yet what to do in one strip of land. It's not Pasha. They didn't decide yet how to treat a certain strip of land, which has a lot of tfuah, I don't know, a lot, has a significant amount of produce coming from it. It's on the southeast. And they're not sure if they're putting it like above, you know, where they're going to draw the line, the border. And I'm helping them with the help of Dov Adler here. I would be there. You could be made kill based on these geologists. Based on these guys. We're doing university studies. Now, the Shaila is where Yam HaMelech used to go to. So there are issues. It's not Poshut. So again, if you are that oilam and they're your poiskim, so you can be soymuch on them, they're goinim, they're poiskim, realize that they're kaseder paskening, it's not just, do I trust them, they're kaseder paskening, how to set up the Eitz of Beis Din is koruch, and so he says the Chazon Ish worked very diligently to set up an Eitz of Beis Din. So now everybody's coming, if you read the literature, everybody's coming with pikpukin. You can't do it this way, everybody's coming with chumras. So he's saying chumras are undercutting, that's what I wrote in the bulletin. It's from him. The chumras are undercutting the Chazon Ish's vision of making it workable. So for the individual who wants to be machmir, no one has any tainus. You want to be machmir, you know. But for the tzibur harachov and for the chakloim, sharmi shmita, to say, you know, stop everything and just take stock of during Shemitah, you know, that's not what the Chazon Ish envisioned. So we are going, and if anybody knows of a donor that wants to pay for the mashkin, we don't have enough, you know, we're not going to have enough. We're getting to work. I need their permission to work the way we want with our people, and then we'll see how many families we can get together. And then we're gonna sit in on all the Beis Din sessions, and we're gonna see if there are problematic areas, how they do the chamamot, like they're trying to please, they're following Avol Yashiv's horos and the chamamot, they're following this one's horos and how to set up the Eitz of Beis Din. They have their own chumras. They're not kalim chas v'shalom. They're very. So they're very it's like not even nice. I should have to say this. It's not nice. They're much bigger people than anyone sitting here. Please pardon me. You know. You're talking about big people, balei achrayas, who know the inyanim cold. But it's not. You know, there are always whole roles and decisions to make. That's why I want to do what I'm doing with Rabbi Stein. Not just say, you know, everybody join up with them. There are heroes, so we're gonna see. We're gonna see what's gonna be.
Okay, good.